Second, they're making advertisements ever more controversial and entertaining. Coca-Cola hired talent agency CAA to enlist top-flight Hollywood directors to make commercials. Candies features a woman sitting on a toilet in its magazine ads for shoes. Spike Lee's ad agency did more than $50 million in billings last year. Third, they're changing ad campaigns more often in order to keep them, quote, interesting and fresh. Nike just ran a series of ads without the swoosh, arguably one of the most effective logos of the last generation. Apple Computer changes its tagline virtually annually. Wendy's and McDonald's and Burger King jump from one approach to the other, all hoping for a holy grail that captures attention. The fourth and last approach, which is as profound as the other three, is that many marketers are abandoning advertising and replacing it with direct mail and promotions. Marketers now allocate about 52% of their annual ad budgets for direct mail and promotions, a significant increase over past years. Even though they work better than advertising, direct mail promotions are astonishingly wasteful. A 2% response for a direct mail campaign will earn the smart marketer a raise at most companies. But a 2% response means that the same campaign was trashed, ignored, or rejected by an amazing 98% of the target audience. From the perspective of the marketer, however, if the campaign earns more than it costs, it's worth doing again. Of course, as each of these promotional media becomes measurably effective, every smart marketer rushes to join in, which creates a glut that diminishes the effectiveness of the promotions. So, is mass marketing due for a cataclysmic shakeout? Absolutely. A new form of marketing is changing the landscape, and it will affect interruption marketing as significantly as the automobile affected the makers of buggy whips.